Hey friends, on this Friday, the third chapter of Acts is where we find ourselves today as we roll into the book of Acts, and we're going to see Peter and John do something pretty amazing today, and I want to read this to you. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3 p.m. Now, a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. Now let me pause for a second. This was very common practice that they would take people who were blind or mute or crippled or whatever deficiency they had and were not able to make money. They would take them and they would put them in front of the temple, knowing that people would be going in to give money, that people hopefully would be feeling generous, and that maybe people would give them a little bit of money. So when he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. And Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet. Now picture this. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. How can you read that and not smile? When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. So it looks as if there are people starting to gather around here. Now listen to this. While the man held on to Peter and John, all the people were astonished and came running to them in the place called Solomon's Colonnade. When Peter saw this, he said to them, "Fellow Israelites, why does this surprise you? Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?" So there's the first 12 verses of Acts chapter 3. This guy's crippled. Peter and John run across him. Peter heals him in Jesus's name, and this group of people flocks to them. That had to be quite a scene, didn't it? Here's something I want you to think about today. And you're going to go on here and you're going to see Peter speaking to all of these people. And he's going to, once again, just like he did in chapter 2, boy, he took advantage of this opportunity to tell them about Jesus. Where did it start? Well, it started with something really amazing happening, right? And then it continued by Peter saying, "Why does this surprise you? But it wasn't me. It wasn't John. It wasn't us who did this. It was God who did this." Think about your life. Think about those things in your life that people look at and they're amazed. Now, it may not be a medical miracle, or maybe it would be. Maybe people look at you and they're amazed at a gift that you have. Maybe they look at your children and they tell you how wonderful of people your children are. Maybe they look at your parents and say that about them. Maybe they look at any success that you have in your business, or they compliment you in any way on something you've done. Now, I think we can all learn to take a lesson from Peter here. When something good happens, that we can say, "It wasn't me. It wasn't my power that made my kids good kids. It wasn't my power that made me be able to be successful in this area. It wasn't my power that brought this healing, this emotional healing, this physical healing. It was God." What I'm getting to today is there are things in every one of our lives that we talk to people about that we have an opportunity to point to God. Now, for Peter and John that day, it was the miracle of this man who was crippled being healed. But I want you to take just a moment today as you read this scripture, or maybe after you turn off this recording today, and I want you to ask yourself, maybe you're listening to this with your kids or your spouse or even by yourself, but I want you to discuss with somebody, these are things that are good in my life, or good things that have happened to me, or good things that are happening to me that I can use to point people to Jesus. And it starts with me giving God credit for what He's done, because it certainly isn't my own power or my own goodness that brought these blessings about. So think about that. Discuss that with somebody today. What is something in your life that you can say, this isn't by my doing, this is God, and I give the credit to Him? And by doing that, you'll be not only following Peter and John's example, you'll be bringing glory to God.